Welcome to the Let Good Things In show. I'm your host, Amanda Acker. I am so happy you are here. At the Let Good Things In show, we talk all about second chances, resiliency, following your intuition, and even music. Listen to hear stories of hope and to be inspired. Remember, you are stronger than you think. Let's dive in. Hi, my amazing humans. Thank you so much for tuning in today. You know, last week's episode, I started talking about a relationship that I was in after getting out of jail and all that stuff. And I wanted to continue that story and lead you to the end of this part of my life, this so-called book of my life, because, you know, there were a lot of chapters to this story, but I now closed that part of my life. So I closed the book and I opened a new story by finding love and acceptance for myself. So I'm looking forward to getting you to that point. But before we begin, just a few things I wanted to let you know that I am putting my coaching launch a little bit on hold until about November, because I have something that I'm working on behind the scenes that I'm really excited to bring you, and I want to launch it all at the same time. So as I'm working on that and getting those pieces together, then everything will come together and I will have a launch party. And come join my Facebook group, the Let Good Things In show, over there, so that, you know, you can be invited and I can get you all that information. If you're not on Facebook, please feel free to reach out to me via email at amanda@amandaacker.com with any feedback from the show. And also if you would want to attend the launch party, but you're not on Facebook, so that's totally fine and you can still attend, just let me know. Another thing is that this episode is, you know, the next part of my story, but I want to bring up betrayal. I was listening to another podcast the other day and this subject came up while I was driving, and I thought to myself, wow, I never actually looked at a lot of the things that I had happened to me and the reactions that I had and all the running I did were betrayal, whether that be someone betraying me or me betraying myself. And at the end of the day, all of it comes down to, you know, I was betraying myself by not listening to myself and trusting myself to make the right choices. And I kept falling victim, so to speak, to other people and my surroundings. So this episode is going to be, I'm going to talk about two betrayals as much as I can. One of them, I am not allowed to publicly tell the story and complete. So but these were two major betrayals that happened to me, the last two major betrayals that happened to me, I should say, that led me to my last rock bottom. So as I've told you in the last episode, I was in a relationship with someone who I thought was my knight in shining armor. He lied to me about something as simple as having a MySpace account right from the beginning, and I didn't see it as a red flag. I accepted it because I thought that this person was good for me in the moment of my life. And, you know, he was nice to me and he told me he loved me. So I couldn't end it. I had to stick it out. I had to figure out, I guess not figure out, but I had to do it because I wanted out of the situation I was in. So I made that choice not based on what I felt was right. I didn't take any time to sit down and reflect on if this move and this person were actually good for me. I saw it as an escape from the pain and suffering that I was enduring while being where I was in the moment. And, you know, looking back at that, that should have been a red flag. I shouldn't have even have kept talking to this person. I should have ended it because, you know, one small lie leads to bigger lies. And how can you trust someone who lied to you about something so simple? You're always going to be questioning their actions, their motives, their words, everything based on that, even if it's not consciously, like subconsciously. And that relationship won't survive. This one certainly didn't. So as I'm in this relationship, you know, everything was fine. You know, it was just me and him and my son, you know, who would be there when he was, you know, on his time with me. And I never thought that anything bad was going to happen. But then it did. And, you know, the story I'm about to tell you is something that is hard for me to tell. This is not me telling this for any other reason but to let you know what this betrayal truly felt like. I left the three-quarter house to move in with this person, and I thought, like I said, that I was going to be okay, and I finally was going to have this life that was going to be good, and I was going to do all these things to make my life better. I was going to get back into school. I was going to get a job. I was going to do whatever I had to do. And so I started. I started to do what I needed to do. I got a job. You know, it wasn't anything fancy, but I was proud of myself because I was like, okay, like I have this job now. Now I'm going to have money so I can pay my own way in life again. I don't need to rely on welfare anymore. I can, you know, truly be an adult. And I was excited. So I'm with this person. You know, things were getting to be okay. We got our own place, so we moved out. Like all these good things were happening. I felt like everything was headed in the right direction. And I thought, okay, like we decided together to have a baby. So that happened. And when I got pregnant with him, with our daughter, I got very sick. And I'm not talking like your typical morning sickness. It was so bad that I couldn't lift my head off the pillow. I couldn't keep water down. I had to go to the hospital at least once every other day. I had no health insurance at the time. It was just very stressful. And I ended up having to quit my job because I couldn't go. And I didn't know when this sickness was going to end. I was missing time with my son. Like, all, you know, I was under a lot of stress and I was so sad because I didn't want to be that way. I wanted to feel better. You know, and I felt sort of supported. You know, there were times when I thought, you know, I was alone, yes, and I cried a lot through this. But after she was born, oh, it was so beautiful, and I never wanted to let her go. I knew as soon as I had her and they gave her to me that she was going to be my little best friend, and I thought that I did the right thing, and that she was going to have a family, mommy and daddy. We're always going to be there together as a team raising her because that is what we talked about and what we both wanted. But there was a day when everything changed and the truth started to come out, and it was painful to hear someone that I thought I loved, that I thought loved me, tell me that he was in love with another person. Now, this isn't a person that was actually a part of our lives. This was a person on television, person that I never met. I don't know this person. So in finding that out, I remember thinking to myself, what the fuck is happening? Why is this happening? I didn't leave right away. I thought I could fix it. You know, get him into therapy, get him help, like support him. And even though it hurt and we were fighting, like I wanted to fix it. I stayed and I endured and I stayed and I endured the pain, the constant reminders, the fighting, the, you know, going somewhere, you know, going on vacation, only to be reminded that I wasn't the only one. So I started to go back to rock bottom. I started drinking all the time and hanging out with a friend of mine all the time, spending the nights there and making choices based on not wanting to be alone, but not wanting to be with the person I was with, if that makes sense. So trying to find somebody else to lean on, find somebody that I can talk to about it, someone who could possibly save me. I don't really know what was going through my mind, but I knew I hated him. I knew I couldn't tolerate it anymore. The betrayal, the pain I had, fears I had, the thinking I knew someone so fucking well, thought he was my best friend. And he was lying to me the entire time. And I didn't, even if I would see the red flag, I chose not to actually see them. When I finally decided that I had enough and I needed to leave, I was like, okay, like, how do I leave? How do I get away from this? So being who I am, I decided to be resourceful, and I needed to figure out, what rent can I afford on my own? Where do I want to live? Taking my lunch break and looking at apartments. Nobody helped me. There was nobody driving me to anywhere or even coming with me. I did this all on my own. And it was fucking scary. Every time I would do it, I would think, oh gosh, like, what if he finds out? I felt like I was living a double life. But I knew I had to do it this way to keep me and my kids safe. I didn't want him to flip out. It was like walking on eggshells. And I found my apartment. I made that happen. I did what I needed to do to get that apartment, get the money together, secure it. But then I had to figure out, well, how am I actually going to leave? How can I have this difficult conversation? Well, I didn't end up needing to, because while I was at work one day, it was bad. Threats were being made, and I couldn't handle it any longer. I made a phone call to a local domestic violence shelter, got my daughter from preschool or daycare at the time. She's very little. And I went home, and I grabbed everything I possibly could and threw it into trash bags and just ran. And I never went back. The pain, the suffering, the torture didn't stop, but I didn't go back. I moved into that apartment. And I made that shit work on my own. There was no other man that I was running home to. There was nobody. I was alone. And that was okay. And looking back, I wish I just would have allowed myself to be okay and stop listening to the words of others. And then I re-met my husband. And it's funny, I guess so, kind of, that my ex and him were actually in a band together. So I met them at the same time, but me and my husband back then did not get along like at all. And it would be over petty things or, you know, Facebook drama, whatever. Like, it was never anything too serious, but we never connected. We didn't have a friendship or anything like that. We just knew each other. And when we reconnected and I fell in love with him. Come to find out, it seems as though, like, I always was, but I just didn't want to admit it. You know, he changed my life. I was in hell when me and him got together. I was being tortured on a daily basis, being told I was a slut, a whore, a narc, a bitch, a bad mom, trash. The guy that I was dating was trash, a snake. And it was really hard for me at first. I couldn't see a future. Again, I was trapped between what I wanted and what I was being told that I should want. I should go back. I should feel like a piece of shit. And while I'm being fed all of these lies, I ended up making new friends and thinking that these people were my answers, that I was going to find some sort of safety with them. And being as though I'm being told that, you know, I shouldn't be married, I shouldn't be with this person. I started to reject my husband, and not even consciously, but I'm being told that I'm a piece of shit for being with him and he's a piece of shit. And then I'm going hang out with new friends who are validating all of those things to me. If I would argue with my husband, no one would say, oh, well, did you ever think of it? He's reacting this way because he loves you and he wants you to know that that's not who you are, that he's only trying to help and protect you. I was being told that his reactions were wrong and that he didn't love me, that he was going to hurt me in some way. And I believed it because I didn't understand anything else. So I was used to. I didn't deserve love. People don't love me. I was betrayed by someone who said they loved me. Again, it wasn't the first time I was betrayed, but it was definitely one that lingers. And so I started making choices based on what other people were telling me. It's like it never stopped. I always felt, I don't know if you can relate to this, but I always felt like I was backed into a corner, that no matter what choice I made, somebody was going to get hurt. And no matter what choice I made, I was going to hurt. And how do you make that choice? I couldn't back then. I was lying to my husband. I was doing things that I didn't like. I was becoming a monster. And this friend that I made, someone I thought was my best friend, someone that told me they were my best friend, went behind my back and told something about me to somebody that ended up costing me almost everything. My husband, job, everything. And I was so devastated. Couldn't believe this had happened again. I'd been betrayed by someone I thought cared about me. Again. I was rejecting the love of someone who actually loved me. Again. I had already been through enough hell. I thought I left hell when I left my ex. But it just kept coming back and coming back and coming back and coming back. Repeat, repeat, repeat. These people are gone. Repeat. Same people, different faces. Repeat. Same people, different places, different faces. That was my life for as long as I could remember. And I was fucking tired of it. The pain I was feeling was unbearable. And all I wanted to do was be fucking happy. I didn't want to cry anymore. I didn't want to be a disappointment to anybody. And it almost ended my life. I wanted to end my own life because I couldn't take it anymore. But I didn't end my own life. I don't know. Like, I wish I could pinpoint what made me snap out of it in that moment. While I'm crying my eyes out, sitting in my closet, contemplating ending my life. And all of a sudden, I felt warmth. I felt hope. And I told myself I couldn't end my life. Couldn't let down my kids, my husband, myself anymore. I needed to change. I needed to figure out who Amanda is and what does Amanda want in life. What will she accept and not accept? And that, my friends, is the end of my pain. The end of the cycle that never seemed to end. That was the moment. And next week, I'm going to start telling you how I was able to go from crying my eyes out in my closet, contemplating ending my life, to be who I am today. Been through a lot. And I'm sure many of you have too. But the one lesson out of all of this that I learned that I want you to have too is that anything is possible. We don't have to suffer. We can make choices to do better and be better and love ourselves because we need to love ourselves before we can in turn expect anyone to love us or be able to love anyone truly and fully and completely. Affirmations for today are, I trust myself to make the right choices for my life. I trust myself to make the right choices for my life. I am courageous. I am courageous. Say this one every single day. I am enough. I am enough. Thank you so much again for listening to today's episode. Make sure to join my Facebook group, The Let Good Things In Show, so that you can get all the inside scoop on the podcast, upcoming episodes, and that launch party coming in November. I just want to let you all know that I'm so grateful for each and every one of you. If you like The Let Good Things In Show, leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. And as always, remember, you are stronger than you think, and you can have the life you imagine, regardless of your past. Make sure to hit that follow or subscribe button so you don't miss an episode of the show, and I will talk